It's Living on Earth Now. I'm Jessica Elise Kern. Tomatoes may seem an expensive luxury these days, but by the time your dollar trickles down the food chain to the farm workers who pick the juicy red fruits, not much is left. In Florida, tomatoes are big business, but workers labor under harsh conditions. So Greg Asbed co-founded the Coalition of Immokalee Workers to bolster farm workers' rights. And that won him a prize from the Natural Resources Defense Council. He is this year's winner of their Growing Green Award in the food justice category.
The food movement is recognizing that you can't have sustainable food without human rights. And that human rights are an essential part of making a better and fairer food system. And that message, oddly enough, has taken some time to stick. Immokalee, the town here in Southwest Florida where we are, is a farm worker town. It's a farm worker community. For decades, the conditions here have been horrendous. And what we've been trying to do is to change that essentially by demanding that the people who work in the field be considered an essential part of the food system as a whole.
I saw on your website that your coalition has a modern-day anti-slavery campaign of sorts, and I'm thinking that it might be difficult for some people to believe that there's still slavery in this country.
Well, unfortunately, there is still slavery in this country. It's, you know, forced labor, where people are forced to work against their wills. Slavery is not a common event, especially anymore, but, you know, in the past 15 years, we've had 7 cases of modern-day slavery out of Florida field, and that's involving over 1,000 workers. And the main reason for that is because there was no consequence for the growers when forced labor was discovered in their field. And, you know, what we have done with the Fair Food Program is to create a system where there's zero tolerance for forced labor. The Fair Food Program calls on every major level of the food industry to be involved. Consumers play the role of creating a new demand on their supermarkets, on the fast food companies that they buy from. They demand not just cheap food or good-tasting food, but they demand fair food. The retail companies themselves, Whole Foods and Trader Joe's of the world, when they sign the Fair Food Agreement, they agree to pay the premium and to only buy from Florida growers who are complying with the Fair Food Code of Conduct. The growers themselves agree to pass on the premium to their workers and to implement the code of conduct on their farms. And the workers themselves are informed on the rights under the code of conduct and become the sort of 24-hour monitors.
And what about the code of conduct that you were talking about? How are you going to ensure that it's being followed on farms?
It's a great question, and here's why. Because every single corporation in this country has a code of conduct for its suppliers. But what's very different about the Fair Food Program is the amount of resources and effort put in to monitoring and enforcing. The CIW, our organization itself, which has been in the community for 20 years and which has a strong presence in the community, has the right to go to each farm and do education with the workers twice a season on the farm, on the clock. And so with the last case that happened not too long ago, a couple years ago here in Immokalee, where workers were actually chained inside a U-Haul-style truck at night and were beaten. When that case broke and those workers were freed and that family went to jail for 15 years, for the first time we had agreements with several large retailers who said that they will no longer continue to buy from those farms unless they take steps to eliminate these conditions and prevent them in the future.
Are these conditions maybe related to Americans' desire for cheap food?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I think, you know, everybody wants to pay less for what they buy. You know, it's kind of it's the condition of being a consumer. At the same time, I think when people know the conditions behind the product and know that people are suffering just to make the product cheap, that opinion changes. The interesting thing, though, is that because the percent of the final retail price that actually goes to workers picking that tomato or picking whatever is so small that you could almost double wages for workers in the case of tomatoes for a 1 to 2 penny increase per pound at the supermarket.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but it does carry through the food chain.
It absolutely makes a difference. You know, we call it the reverse princess and pea principle. You remember the story of the princess and the pea?
Yes.
A little tiny pea at the bottom of, say, 50 mattresses, and the princess at the top, and she could feel that rock that was disturbing her and didn't let her sleep. In this case, it's a tiny, tiny change at the very top of the supply chain that can make a massive change at the bottom, in the lives of the people at the bottom.
How open were large corporations to this program when you approached them? I mean, did it take some convincing, or were they pretty into it?
It's taken some convincing.
Yeah, I'm
it's
sure.
It's definitely taken some convincing. That's the nature of corporations. We started 10 years ago with this novel idea. Here we are in Florida, one of the poorest towns in the country, and we're saying that we're going to go across the country to Los Angeles, to Taco Bell's headquarters, and protest outside Taco Bell's headquarters in order to improve wages and working conditions in the fields of Florida. And it took 4 years to get Taco Bell to agree in the full-blown boycott. And then from there, it moved more quickly. It took 2 years for McDonald's to sign on, 1 year for Burger King, less than a year for Subway, and now two supermarkets have joined, Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. But the sector that has stood firmly against joining these past 2 years is the rest of the supermarket sector, the Kroger's and Publix Giant and Stop and Shop and Walmart and others that have not gotten on board. There's something in the nature of the DNA of corporations that, for whatever reason, requires them to be pushed to do things like this. People just don't come to your door and say, hey, we'd like to sign on. It looks like a fair thing to do.
Greg, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Greg Asbed is co-founder of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers and the NRDC's Growing Green Award winner in the food justice category. I'm Jessica Elise Kern for Living on Earth Now.